Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom speaking for myself. When we're on the road, game broadcasts aren't as good as they are at home. You don't sleep as well. You're just sitting on a bus for 10, 11 hours on the way through the UP. And, you know, things just don't go as well on the road typically as for me anyway. As a coach, how pleased are you that you can go and perform like you guys did last week?
Well, it's just, again, Schultz, it doesn't happen too often where you're going to get 6 points on the road. And sweeping out on the road, it's not only huge in the standings, but also, again, I think it's just, for your team, it's just psychologically it's so good for your team.
You were dealing with some injuries, some sickness. It's part of the game. Every team has to go through it. How does your team specifically handle a little adversity?
Well, I mean, I think guys understand that there's always going to be injuries, there's always going to be sicknesses, so they don't blink an eye. The bottom line is, though, whoever you put in the lineup, you hope that you don't lose much steam. And but there's certain guys that are, that you take out of your lineup, you can't replace them. But when it's short term like that, everybody can bring something different to the table, and that's what you want those guys to do.
This time of year, with colds and flu, I can go through a locker room in a hurry. What did you guys do, if anything, to keep Miles from being the only one that got sick?
Honestly, I think the guys realized, too, that, first off, if you're sick, have your own water bottle. That's number one. And number two, if somebody's sick, and mostly especially if you're Miles' roommate, you better watch yourself a little bit. So that's hard. I mean, I don't care what you say. When somebody's sick on a team, obviously, again, you're concerned that obviously more and more people are going to become sick, just like a classroom, so just like at the workplace. So, but right now, again, I think overall we're in pretty good shape right now. Miles is feeling good, and everybody else is, and we have a few injuries. But, from that standpoint, from the sickness side of things, I think we're beyond that.
Saturday's game was one for the ages. Down 2-0 early, you score two shorties, another power play goal, score five goals on seven shots. It's cliche, but that game was not an easy one to win, was it?
No, not at all. And I was proud of the guys for that because, again, our back was against the wall. It's hard to come back from a 2-0 deficit. And, the one thing I was concerned about is that whoever gets that next goal is going to be in good shape. And we got the next goal. But you go down 3-0, again, it's a very difficult task when you're down three goals. I don't care, again, who you're playing. It's very difficult to come back from that. And then that three-goal lead, it just kind of puts a little bit more hop in your step, whoever has that three-goal lead. And then you're a little more deflated, the other team.
They aren't two of the most forefront names when you think of scorers, but TJ Rue and Ethan Smozel last Saturday each had a couple of points. I thought they both played pretty darn well. How have they progressed throughout the year?
Well, I think, again, they're finding their niche. I think that's probably the best way of putting it, Schultz. Ethan, he's turned into a very good defensive player. He's got good hockey sense. He's been a good penalty killer. The offensive side of his game has come a long way. But he came in. He's very good away from the puck. And that's the one thing we noticed right away, that once he came in, we can trust him. And there's a lot of trust right there because, again, he's good away from the puck. He picks up his guys on the back check. He's always shoulder checking. He knows when there's pressure coming and when there's not pressure. So he does a lot of little things very well. And TJ, he's really become a pretty well-rounded player, not only defensively, but we started killing penalties with him a couple weeks ago, and he's actually done a great job killing penalties since he's started doing that. And he's another guy that we there's a lot of trust right there, and I'm really happy how he's emerging and the role he's playing for our team.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return, the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceratori. I get that people pack the Sanford Center for North Dakota, Duluth, or Minnesota and the like. Fans get really amped up for these weekends. How do you, as a coach, keep your players at an even keel and kind of keep a business-as-usual mentality?
We don't talk about it, so I don't know. I don't talk about it. We just talk about we just do our same Monday, our same Tuesdays, our same Wednesdays, our same Thursdays. Obviously, we talk about their tendencies just like we do every team, but we don't talk about, being at an even keel because you hope that they are. I mean, that's up to them, I think. And I think if we obviously make a big deal out of the game, then they're going to make a big deal out of the game. So I think they have to take on the personality and the mentality of their coaching staff. And, again, we just don't change and we don't talk about things. I'm not going to say that once in a while we might not play somebody, or we might play somebody, and I might say, hey, guys, just so you know, this is a big rivalry for us because I'm trying to get our guys realizing there might be a rivalry, but I don't say that when we play North Dakota or Duluth or Mankato or Minnesota or anything like that. But sometimes we might be saying somebody else, and I might just bring it up and say, guys, this is a rivalry game in my eyes, just to try to make sure that these guys realize too that there might be a little more at stake. But I'm just trying to do that to get their attention.
Rest of this interview is going to be about Michael Bitzer. I don't think anyone will forget his first game as a Beaver. 5-1 win there as a freshman. I'll admit, I was like, who the heck is this Michael Bitzer kid and why is he so darn good tonight? At any point in that game, were you surprised? I mean, you recruited him. You knew what to expect.
Well, yeah, but you don't know what to expect when they come to college, Schultze, and you don't know how long it's going to take them to adapt to the college game. And the one thing you do know is when you have a kid who played junior hockey for 2 years like Bitson, he played about 85 or 90 games, so he saw a lot of rubber in those 2 years. You know that he's battle tested, but again, do you know he's going to respond the way he did in his first game? No. And but now knowing Bitson, how you know Bits, it doesn't surprise you because you know how mentally tough he is.
Is one game enough as a coach to solidify the fact that, yeah, we made the right decision in offering this kid, or do you need a bigger sample size than just that one game?
I think you need a bigger sample size. I really do. I think so. But it didn't take long. I mean, he's been our starting goaltender since about December 3rd of his freshman year. But we kind of knew when we recruited him that this guy had the it factor. And again, a lot of the it factor is just some things that, you know, those intangibles, those attributes that are so important for any athlete.
He was great last Friday, great at times on Saturday, struggled, at least on paper, early with the two goals. How do you like how he rebounds from a little adversity, and how much do the guys kind of follow his suit in that regard?
Well, he's confident. That's why. I mean, the biggest thing is Bitz isn't going to get rattled. He's a confident guy. If he lets in a goal, he does not think he's going to let in another goal. And he believes that. You know, some people might say that, but he believes that, and that's how confident he is. And you know, he could have done anything about those first two goals. And that was on us. And I'm not afraid to sit there and tell our guys that too. You know what? Sometimes, again, I've used the analogy. Sometimes you got to play like you have the worst goalie in the country, not the best goalie in the country. And don't rely on your goaltender. We better rely on us. So sometimes, again, that has to be a little reminder for your guys.
Knowing what's in store for you, the conference schedule the rest of the way, how important is this weekend just to keep things going?
It's always important. This time of year, Schultz, you just want to win. You want to keep things going, and I always think it's important. And we want to have a good non-conference record too. There's always other things that you want. You want a good non-conference record. You want to do well against the other league, and you want, obviously, again, you want to keep your foot on the gas pedal. You want to maintain what you're doing already. You don't want to try to slip. And I think it's, again, when you only play 36 games, Schultze, it doesn't matter what game it is, whether it's game number 5 or game number 25 or non-conference or conference. They all are important in their own little way.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Saratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.